Coaches Insight programs continuing here this week on KARE 93.7 FM. The basketball season continuing on here in the early portions of December. And we're joined now by ACCHS boys coach, that is Corey Eckert, and an 0-2 start for the Tigers, but against two teams, coach, that are going to be certainly competing at the top of the Northeast Kansas League. Of course, Friday it was Morehill Mounts Academy, and then Tuesday night it was against Jackson Heights. How do you kind of assess the first couple performances here in the early portions of this young season?
Yeah, I thought Friday night against Morehill was a tough opponent to start the year. Really good team, definitely top two probably in our league. I thought we came out in the first 6 minutes or so of the first quarter and played hard, played well, took care of the basketball, and found ourselves in a one possession game. And then for the next pretty much two quarters, I felt like, effort level, hustle, rebounding, things like that, we started to lose focus on turnovers. And when you do things like that, then you give them easy shots and you fall behind and you're playing catch up. So I felt like those things were the focus after Friday. And then leading up to Jackson Heights last night, we really, really worked on that in practice. And from a defensive standpoint against Jackson Heights, I thought we played well, held that team to 44 points, which they've got a lot of shooters, a lot of talent, and I was happy with the rebounding and everything like that. But our struggle was obviously offensively, first half, especially, when we're not looking to shoot, we're not aggressive and attacking and turning the ball over like we do, you're going to find yourself struggling to score, which we did last night. Things improved from the second game, and then offensively we kind of took a step back. So,
well, most coaches, at least these early portions of the year, really before the holiday break, it's not so much about scouting your opponents. It's more so about working on yourselves and just trying to fine-tune some things on your side of it. Is that the case for you and your team? And specifically, what are some things you're really trying to build upon and kind of work on here in the first few weeks?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely for us, this part of the season, it's how do we get better each day, each practice, each game, working on skills and worrying less about our opponent and how do we, take care of the basketball? How do we create better shots, easier shots for us? How do we win those 50-50 balls that are, the difference makers in a lot of games to keep us in it? We're just really focused on, getting better each day and working on our skills and moving forward through the season and then go from there.
You get Donovan West at home on Friday, non-league tilt. Of course, Mustangs out of the TVL. They've had a couple of tough games here early as well, playing a top two team in Axtell and 1-8-D2 in their opener, and then a physical Big 7 team in Riverside on Tuesday. So they're still searching for win number one as well. What do you know specifically maybe about this Donovan West team, and just what do you want to see from your team and kind of the expectations for the matchup on Friday?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty even matchup for both teams. I think, we're hungry for that first win. They're hungry for that first win. And, watching a little film on them, the things that they're doing are the things we're doing, some turnovers, shot selection, not rebounding, missing layups, So they're in the same boat we are, and they're probably focused on the same things that we have been so far. So, I'm looking for us to come out and, have a little sense of urgency and purpose and do the little things that we can control of, hustle, rebounding, taking care of the basketball. And if we do those things, then we put ourselves in a position to win each night.
There it is, ACCHS boys basketball coach Corey Eckert joining us off the loss to Jackson Heights Tuesday. They're back at home on Friday night taking on TVL opponents in Donovan West. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.